stag was already away. All four legs off the ground at once, and in a moment its white stern had disappeared among the remoter of the trees. "Wonder where he's going," said the rabbit. "He won't find the High King at Carpavel, you know." "Well, he'll find Queen Lucy," said Duffle. "And then, hello, what's wrong with the human? It looks pretty green. Why, I do believe it's quite faint. Perhaps it's mortal hungry. Where did you last have a meal, youngster?"
"Yesterday morning," said Shasta weakly.
"Well, come on then, come on," said the dwarf, at once throwing a thick little arms around Shasta's waist to support him. "Why, neighbors, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. You come with me, lad. Breakfast, better than talking."
And with a great deal of bustle, muttering reproach in itself, the dwarf half led, half supported Shasta, and at great speed, further into the woods, and a little downhill. It was a longer walk than Shasta wanted at that moment, and his legs had begun to feel very shaky before they came out from the trees into a bare hillside. There they found a little house with a smoking chimney and an open door. And as they came to the doorway, Duffle called out,
"Hey, brothers, a visitor for breakfast!"